This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Been watching the investigation into the murder of Timothy Floyd Smith, a very strange case where some spotlight has now been shifted to his partner, where it initially was not. The partner has not been charged with any sort of crimes. But by all accounts, Timothy Floyd Smith was a very liked individual. Not a lot of enemies there whatsoever. So to find him dead was a shock to everyone. What's raising some suspicion about his partner and his daughter, his partner's daughter, is the fact that they will not talk to police unless they are given immunity from prosecution of the murder of Timothy. Rather bizarre request to be making to law enforcement who are trying to figure out who killed your loved one. Is this normal? Is this something that some folks do at the advisement of an attorney not to say anything? Or is this rather suspicious? Joining us to discuss it, Dr. John Della Torre, licensed psychologist. John, what are your thoughts?
I think the problem that I have is the request for immunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, for all of the listeners right now, do not talk to the police ever. Even if you are innocent, even if you did not commit a crime, do not talk to the police. Once they put you into custody, the only thing that you're going to say is, I want my lawyer. That's it. That you do not, even if you are innocent and did nothing wrong, you are not talking to the police because you have no idea what the police have on you. You have no idea what it is. So it's best just not to say anything and ask for a lawyer, and do not say a word until your lawyer gets there. The problem with this one is they're asking for immunity. Why would they need immunity? What could they possibly have been involved in which they would require immunity from prosecution? So there may be some other things, maybe not a murder, but there may be some other things that this family have been engaged in that, if presented to a jury, may look really bad.
Sure. And that, I guess, where would that be? What would those sort of things possibly be if we were to put on our speculation hats and kind of dig around there? Maybe not a murder, but something where you're requesting immunity from prosecution for a murder.
It would have to be something that, if you look at it through a certain lens, looks like motive for murder.
Okay.
So financial crimes, sexual issues, abuse issues, asking for this immunity, especially after you've already spoken to the police, it suggests that if someone were to look at this, it could look potentially like motive for murder.
Do you think that's why he's now a suspect? Simply because he's requesting immunity and not talking in some sort of capacity, even through an attorney?
A bit. I think it's more that the police, through their investigation, probably found something, and it's very curious as to why it wasn't brought up from before. See, police don't like when they're not told everything. If you tell them everything, right, then they have no reason to look at you suspiciously. If you don't tell them everything, if you think that you're going to be clever enough to hide something from them, and then they find that thing out, all of a sudden, what they were originally looking at you for, they're going to start honing in on that a lot harder. So I think it was more that through a typical process of investigation, they uncovered something that they weren't anticipating finding. And because it looked like it was covered up, now it looks nefarious. So I think that's why the immunity is being asked for.
Yeah, almost. I mean, at the same time, almost digging a deeper hole as well by throwing that out there. What should investigators be looking for right now in terms of human behavior, whether it be from the suspect of the significant other or just people in general? But considering, from what we know, that there wasn't a lot of enemies of Timothy, and he led a fairly just straightforward life that didn't have a whole lot of waves going on in it.
Yeah, enemies are very different nowadays. Usually it was an enemy was someone that you interacted with. It was someone that, you know, maybe you had bad business dealings or maybe bad neighborhood, maybe something like that, but you actually had to interact with that individual. Enemies nowadays can be completely virtual. You have no idea who doesn't like you. So What should they be looking at? I mean, there's so many different things. I have no idea what they've already looked at. But if this was a stranger, it was probably someone maybe new to the place and didn't like who he was and how he presented himself. If it wasn't a stranger, then there is probably a digital footprint, you know, maybe on the Nextdoor app or something like that, in which some individuals are commenting on him in a negative fashion. If it was any of these family members, more than likely there's some either domestic violence or intimate partner violence or some kind of abuse that has been going on that has been sort of uncovered. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that it hasn't been announced and is now being uncovered, that led to, you know, emotional distress by whoever perpetuated this crime. So the police have a long road for this kind of thing unless someone cracks.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.